Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com. Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Welcome to it. It is a Wednesday, 4 minutes after 3 p.m. That means it's the Capital Wrap-Up right here on Cliff Central. And yeah, man, we're about to get into this week's show. We got a dope show lined up for you. We're going to be hanging out with Black Les. We're also going to be hanging out with DJ Smokes a bit later.
Yeah. PTA in the house.
Yeah, so I guess it's a bit of a Pretoria takeover, man. So make sure you interact with us. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com as well as at the Capital Wrap-Up. You can Facebook us or WeChat us, and the IDs for those are Cliff Central. But every steering needs co-steerings. So what up to Monty? What up to Kat? How you niggas doing?
I'm good.
Are y'all good?
I'm living good, Cap. I'm living good.
Are you living good?
You know what I mean? I started this new healthy living.
Oh, for real?
You know what I mean? I'm out here doing this CrossFit.
Real? How many days a week?
You know about CrossFit.
Come on.
I'm keeping it clean.
Who are you trying to impress, Monty? Keep it real.
Every day. It's Monday to Saturday, but I don't do the weekends.
Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Damn, how many hours a day?
They're 1 hour classes.
Yeah.
But yo, it's intense.
Intense. You
know what I mean? Yeah.
Sure. Yo, man, all the best with that. Kat, what's good?
What up, though?
You right?
I'm easy like Sunday morning.
You're on time.
Yeah.
This nigga came here last week at 10 to 3. 10 to 4, I mean.
Why?
10
to 4. You should have just
I actually texted him. I was like, dog, don't bother.
Yeah, it's over.
You know what I mean? Like, he just came to say what's up on air.
Yo, there was this kid last week.
Hey, Reese.
I'm actually glad that I came
Reese.
Through.
Yeah.
Hey, Reese.
I'm sad I missed it.
Yo,
he
man.
Came through with some bars. Like, he was franchising, dog.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Cap told me about him.
Insane.
He said he was nice.
Yeah.
Cap said he was nice. He said he discovered him.
No, I said I had like, heard of him way before. Yeah.
Like, way before Nice to See You said, right?
Another Pretoria boy, actually. Another Pretoria boy.
Yeah. Actually, fuck. Yo, man, we got too much Pretoria out here, man.
Hey.
Let's get into.
You said you're from Pretoria. What's the issue? Man?
Come on.
I am from Pretoria. What are you saying?
Let's get into the new music. I'm tired of Pretoria right now. I'm tired of Pretoria talk, man.
My boy, understand that.
On the new music front, man, Drake just put out 2 brand new singles. And these are supposed to be warm-ups for Views from the Six. Not sure if they're gonna be on the actual album. The one featuring Jay-Z and Kanye West called Pop Style. I don't know why they bothered to say featuring Jay-Z, because he only has 2 bars on the record.
That's so swag.
He only has two bars.
That's
100%
swag.
That's maybe 1.8% royalties.
Dog, like, wait, it's the same thing as DJ Khaled.
Dog, he doesn't need Drake's money.
And
dog,
also,
I'm gonna come through, say 2 lines for your little track.
Come on, just so
that you can say featuring the throne. Just for that.
I don't know, man. And the second record, which is the one that I'm more excited about, is the one called One Dance featuring Wizkid and Kyla, co-produced by DJ Maporisa from Uhuru. And
oh,
I think
snap.
That's a
that's
big
massive.
Fucking record for Africa, man. I think that's crazy, man.
Wizkid
like,
is doing it.
Man. Yeah, I know Maporisa.
DJ Maporisa.
Yeah, Maporisa was actually out in LA about 2 weeks ago for about a week or so, hanging with Wizkid. So they were just working, man. They had this villa and shit. At the studio in the villa, then they went to the other studio, man. Yo, it was crazy. So
downstairs,
I'm, yeah,
to the side,
man. So
you know.
I'm guessing that's when they got all this work done, man. So shout out to Maporisa, man. New music coming out. Tweezy's also putting out his first single as an artist this Friday,
is he singing?
And the joint's called Ambitious. It's a trap record.
Yeah, he actually performed at a Genesis.
Like, of course he
was. A Genesis?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh,
how was the response?
That was after I left.
Yeah, I didn't know he was supposed to perform either.
Yeah? how did he slide it? Yo, shout out to Tweezy for hustling that, man.
Yeah, that was nice.
Shout out to Tweezy, man.
I don't know. Jesus came, and apparently Jesus is the God, so he just put on some niggas.
Oh, yeah?
He jumped on.
I heard Patty Monroe
jumped on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, I didn't. That's dope.
How was the response though to the Tweezy joint?
It was okay. I mean, it's a new song, you know, and people don't know it. You know, it was alright. It wasn't bad. There was no bad response. Let me put it that way. It was just like, okay, nice song, you know.
I've personally heard the record, and I think it's a dope record. Well, I like trap music, so of course.
Did you hear that new MT?
Yeah, I'm a Minimani.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's a dope track.
MT makes dope music, man.
Yeah. He actually does.
And yeah. And the shots, you know. But you know, but you know, I'm not even mad at him for this record. He's only taking shots.
What are the shots? I haven't heard the song.
He's taking shots at Ricky, it sounds
pretty
like.
Pretty much.
Damn. You know? But that's because Ricky took shots at him.
What did he say?
Well, joint? Allegedly. On Silukotin, we just played the joint. Where he's like, my nigga, if niggas are paying for these awards, my nigga, then I don't want them.
Wow. Oh.
And there was a whole speculation of, you know, yeah, what was happening.
Of course.
So, MT decided to come back and take shots.
You know, the thing is, you know? I don't like the complexion of today's beef. No, everybody's always subliminal. If you're going to say fuck you to somebody, call the nigga out. Say the name.
I don't agree.
Like. No, like, you know, the thing is...
He's such an old school nigga. That's
like, he doesn't want to move with the times, yo.
It's not even about the times, dog. Yo. I feel like it's a bitch move. I feel like anybody that throws subliminals is a bitch move. That's what I'm saying.
And you're allowed
I don't think so, man. Yeah, I don't think so.
It's my opinion.
Yeah, your old school opinion. This nigga probably running his PC off Windows 95 and shit.
ATM 3.
No, you're allowed to think that. That's okay.
So, yeah, MT took some shots at Ricky, and there was a few that stood out. He was like, what? Fuck, I can't quote them. But he was something like, Nihlikotin tina sililinen. He's like,
hold on.
And he's like, something about, I remember there was this Instagram picture of MT and Ricky together, and it looked like they just, you know, they were either hanging or they'd been in studio or whatever. And he's like, and just to think about it, you wanted me on your song. You thought you were going to be the lame to put me on.
Yeah, you know? I remember that line.
So, yo, man, interesting times for SA Hip Hop, man.
Like, I really enjoyed MT's album.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I know every goes in. Yeah.
Definitely.
It goes so far in.
It does.
Sean Pages has also put out a brand new single. He hasn't put out a single for a while. It's been about a year. Yeah. Mm. Last single he put out was Blind. Well, the Blind remix. Yeah. So he put out a brand new joint called Mzala. Look out for that.
Is it not Wadi Jaja?
No.
Wadi Jaja came after.
Wadi Jaja was before
Blind.
Yeah. Blind, yeah. No, before the Blind remix. I think it was Blind, Wadi Jaja, Blind remix. I stand corrected.
All right.
But yeah, I think that was the order. KO has dropped a brand new record, which I fucking love.
It's hot.
But, it's dope. But it's kind of fucked up in a sense.
Yes, I know what you're going to say. Because and I think I kind of agree.
They just dropped the
Ma'i album.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think they could have given it some time, pushed the album.
You know what I mean? Like,
giving them at least like a month.
You know? Like July.
Even a month.
Dog, they didn't even...
You know?
I hear you.
You know?
The kettle wasn't even, like, you know, fully on, like, for more than 2 seconds. And here comes Papa Action, like, kiki-niki-ki. I'm like, how, dog? Where you at, Lapo?
Yo, man, but at the end of the day, I think at the end of the day, they're both men. They both have their own positions. And, you know, each man got to fight for his own.
Yeah, I get that. But they're under the same stable.
Yeah, and they're both bosses at that stable. So who's going to call what? Do you get what I'm saying? It's tricky. At the end of the day, we can't get into these politics if we don't know what's really going on.
True.
We'll speculate, yeah.
And he actually might not have a problem with it.
Exactly. So we out here saying, it's unfair. It's unfair. Mm. He's cool. Like, we can never really get into it until we know
what's happening.
I guess if KO makes money and Ma'i makes money, they all make
Everybody
money.
Everybody makes
you
money.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Everybody makes money. It's kind of weird that these days, like, not a lot of people break bread like that, though. You know what I mean?
Well, one thing that I can say that I've noticed is my E's fans and KO's fans are two different people. You know?
You think so?
I think so.
I think there is a bit of a difference.
Yeah. So maybe they both playing in their own lanes, man.
What's the difference?
You know? Man.
For a nigga that doesn't know, please explain.
My E is the township councilor, chief.
Uh-huh.
He speaks to the hood straight up. Even in the music, you can hear.
And then
KO speaks to the cool nigga in the hood. KO speaks to the nigga in the north.
They both in the hood.
Not only.
Okay,
KO
is north.
I think he's got an element of north in him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I won't lie.
So yeah, that's the difference. But yeah, man, that's what's happening on the new music front. Going overseas with the news, Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg have announced a new tour that they'll be embarking on. It's called the High Road Tour. No surprises there. And it's sponsored by Snoop Dogg's newly found company called Mary Jane.
Isn't that like he's weed line or some shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, he's heavy into. They both heavy into weed, man. So
niggas are like, finally. That's his
thing. They're doing 33 cities, and they've enlisted the helps of Kevin Gates, Chennai Aiko, KC Veggies, and DJ Drama as their opening acts.
I heard J. Cole was going to be in one of those. Or was it the Denver Festival?
No, yeah, it must have been the Denver Festival. Definitely not. Yeah, it was.
But how do you guys feel about Jermaine coming, you know?
Yeah, we discussed that last week. If you were here. If you were here. Pete Diddy has signed his son to Bad Boy Entertainment for his 18th birthday. Yeah,
oh,
Christian.
Snap.
I didn't even know the kid was a musician, man.
Let's hear him rap.
I saw an interview on Breakfast Club when they interviewed him.
Yeah.
And he said his kid raps and... They didn't make him spit or anything, but he was like...
Oh, was Christian there as well?
Yeah, one of the interviews, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I knew he rapped from there, but I don't know how serious it was.
I feel like he needs to drop like a few bars for us to, you know...
Before we can co-sign him.
Yeah, before we can co-sign, like, yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll see.
Just because your dad's Diddy don't mean nothing.
Yo, man,
you may get the honeys and the money, but, you know, let's
obviously
hear
doesn't
the
mean bars.
I like we'll that hear. Kid, man. I'm like, yeah, I'm willing to listen to the kid.
Yeah,
just because
but
like
he
him.
Sounds like a very confident dude, because, I mean... Even his Instagram name is like King Combs.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
even Prince, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, yeah, for real.
It's like fuck
like Daddy
Pops.
Watch out.
Fuck Pops.
Daddy
know?
Watch out. So he just got signed to Bad Boy and LA Reid's Epic Records. Interesting times, man. Fetty Wap also became a dad last week.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't actually got much to say about that.
But the baby mama, you seen the baby mama?
I haven't. I just know she's a reality TV star.
Masika. God damn.
Is she hot?
She fine as hell, man.
What reality TV is she on?
Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
So who was she dating first to get
she
on the
was,
show?
She was a side piece that was masqueraded as a girlfriend. Until a few episodes in, you know, she was told that, nah, girl.
You're explaining a lot. I just said who? I said who?
Nah, okay, right? Do you know Puerto Rican cat name, Puerto Rican rapper named Molly Mall?
Magic Molly Mall.
No, not Magic Molly Mall. Molly Mall.
Nah.
Magic Molly Mall is from New York.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. So when you threw
he's
me off
a Puerto
a bit.
Rican dude. He's a Puerto Rican.
Okay, so he's a C-grade celeb that we don't know. Okay.
Who is the baby mama?
Masika.
Masika, okay.
Yeah.
Google.
I don't watch... Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah,
stuff,
me
so.
Neither.
It's
yeah.
the funniest
get
shit.
Get your
in the
G
world.
Up.
I won't lie, yeah. I won't lie.
Yeah,
get your G up.
Coming back to South Africa with the news.
Wait. I need to mention two songs quickly.
Oh, yeah.
A$AP Ferg and Big Sean.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Have you heard the song?
I have not.
Okay.
But Jadakiss and Fab released a single for the
Wicked.
Yeah, Wicked, where they dropped the Party Next Door lines.
Yeah.
Because you saw what happened with Party Next Door and
Kehlani.
And Kyrie,
yeah,
they dropped a young line there.
That's a bit painful.
Yeah, but I listened to that joint. It didn't get me excited. Yeah, it's over the future Wicked beat.
Yeah,
and it didn't get me too excited. You know, like I'm looking forward to the tape because I think those guys are both, you know, incredible lyricists. But
I
wasn't.
I just got that Big Sean and Jen Aiko.
The 2088.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it's dope.
I actually haven't listened to it. I downloaded it last night.
I'm warming up to it.
I like it. Hella R&B vibe.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm really warming up to it. Coming back home, Casper is working on Fill Up Orlando Stadium. He posted a picture of him in a meeting with the management of Orlando Stadium. He hasn't announced any dates so far, but he says, work is in progress. Mm-hmm. Guys,
can we keep it 200?
You saying he's not going to do
200?
It? 200? You're going to say he's not going to do it?
I'm not saying he's not going to do it, but I'm saying it's too soon.
Orlando,
why would it be too soon?
Dog,
he
just
did
the
dome.
Yeah, he just did the dome.
Whole year though.
He just
well,
did
depending
the dome.
On when he does it. I mean, Orlando is bigger than the dome. It's twice as big as the dome.
Yeah,
it's
like what 40,000?
Yeah, 40,000.
Look,
40,000, and the dome is 20,000.
I personally don't want to say anything because everybody was like saying, "Nah, he'll never do it." Last time,
don't say everybody. I said he'd fill it up.
I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm saying it's too soon.
Okay, let's watch and see, dog.
How long was he supposed to wait?
Because I mean, like his sophomore album.
Yeah, but everybody said that about the dome. It's too soon. How's
no,
he gonna do that with one
album
out?
No, his sophomore album.
Yeah, what about it?
Do you guys think it was dope? Let's do it. Keep it 100.
I don't think it was dope.
Thank you.
I don't think it was as dope as the first one. No.
Exactly.
But like, dog, like
you know what's so crazy is
my point is everybody, so like Cap saying, everybody mentioned these points with the first album, like, too soon.
Exactly.
He's got one album out, and he did it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying to you, it's too soon because his album did not do as well as the first one.
What do you mean it didn't do as well? Platinum. What are you saying?
How much guys, more? Like, what do you mean it didn't do as
well?
Okay, you know what?
They both went platinum.
You know what?
Men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
Yes, they do. To a certain
wow.
Okay, so you're telling me iFunny has the ability to go gold, honestly?
No, but that was a deal.
Oh.
And we all know that.
And then what about Fill Up the Dome? You got an album as you walked in.
But 20,000 people bought tickets.
Yes, you bought the tickets. So you pretty much selling it.
How do you know? How do you know that it wasn't factored into the price?
Guys, it was, dog. Look. It was like a normal copy cost $30. And how much was the ticket?
I don't know.
It was $200 general.
Exactly.
And $354.
Exactly. Yo, Kat, $30.
You have some jealousy in you.
It's not jealousy. It's common sense and logic. You're telling me about numbers. I'm giving you numbers. Now you're like, oh, you're a hater.
No, what I'm saying
is
that
I'm not being a hater.
Everybody said the same thing, like common sense. Common sense, this.
Nah, I'm just saying it's too soon.
I'm saying I don't want to say anything. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
Because when he fills it up and he shocks you,
yeah.
I'm not saying
where's your common sense now?
I'm saying it's too
soon. What you're being is safe.
You're saying,
guys, I went there.
Yeah, but you're saying it's too soon.
I was one of the people that went there.
But Kat, you're saying
I was there. It's not like I'm hating on the dude.
No, I know, but what you're saying, it's too soon to fill it up. That's what you're saying.
No, it's too soon for another, like.
Yo, man, we got to wrap this. We got to wrap this up, man. We're going to
be an old thing.
Yeah, whatever. Yo, man, I just want to know, guys, what's happening with HP? Because first it was the post that he was posting, man.
Shit.
They were all a bit weird. And then he came on. He was actually on Gath's show earlier in the week. And he was speaking about how he tried to kill himself three times last year alone.
Damn.
So, man.
I did not know that.
Then the next day, he was on another radio station. And he talked, like, apparently, like, as a whole throughout his whole life.
Yeah.
18 times.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Damn.
18 times, dog. How exactly do you come out with such happy records, but you're so depressed?
Yeah.
But it's crazy what artists go
those
through,
are the
eh?
Ones that are most depressed, especially like comedians. They say like they make people
laugh.
Yeah,
look at Cat Williams.
Depressed. Yeah.
Cat Williams is like going crazy himself. You know what I mean? And everybody used to love Cat Williams.
Everybody loves Double HP.
Everybody loves Double HP. And, you know, even Dave Chappelle went crazy at some point. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yo, Cat, I got a WeChat message from you coming through from Kodua. Says, hey, Cat Boy, this new guy's a hater. Fuck. Who is he anyway?
Who is he?
Hey. I play devil's advocate, fam. Okay? I play devil's advocate.
Yo, man, that's pretty much what is happening on the news front. We are still hanging out on the Capitol wrap-up. We will be hanging out with Black Les. We will be hanging out with DJ Smokes. But right now, let's get into some music, man. Let's have a bit of fun. It's that brand new KO we were telling you about. This is called Papa Action. Let's get it!
No, man. Skip and us. Skip and us. Can't do the kitty shit. Skip and us. Push some sugar shit. Skip and us. Yeah, I'm talking about. Skip and us. Skip and us. If I want it, I put money on it. I'll make it back in the morning. Yeah, skip and us. Real nigga shit. Not everyone can do this. Not everyone.
That was the brand new KO Papa Action, and yeah, man, I like that joint. I like you singing it. You like that joint too.
I like the joint.
You like that joint too.
It's not like I was gonna come out like nah. It's alright.
We never know with you. You know? A hater.
It's actually a good thing. No, I'm not a hater.
Don't explain.
I'm playing with you, Cat.
All right. So as promised, I did say we will be hanging out with DJ Smokes. My man just put out a brand new single, so I'm actually not gonna talk too much about it. I'm gonna let him come on and talk about it. Yo, what up, Smokes?
What up, Cap?
Are you good, my G?
Yeah, man. I'm just glad to be here, dog. Appreciate you having me on. Yeah.
Nah, anytime, my G. You've been booking me for shows and shit, dog. So I was like, yo, let me return a favor.
Homage.
Yo, man. So I want to ask you something, right? Now, you've been one of the DJs that produces their own remixes for, you know, like popular songs, yeah, playing that in your sets. But
yeah,
it's taken you a while to like officially put out your own single.
Yeah.
So why did it take so long if you were already in the lab cooking up your own shit?
You know, yo, that's a deep question because there's so many different answers. It's very complex.
Give me all of them. Give me all of them, my nigga.
Okay, cool. Now, I'll start with my vision for hip-hop culture.
Yeah.
When I came in the game,
yeah,
the first thing that I noticed is like, yo, it's no promoters out here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, cool. We all want to be good.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can attest to this because you also took on the promoter, you know. Yeah.
Responsibility.
Yeah,
role.
You wore that cap.
Yeah.
You know, excuse the pun. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, that was the first thing that I noticed. And I wanted to be a part of the culture in such a way where I'm benefiting the culture. I didn't want to be one of those dudes just taking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I started something of my own and, you know, it consumed me so much that I didn't feel I could do something authentically with my brand until I fully understood what my brand was about. But I would rather, you know, first set the basis for the culture so that, you know, if I do get success, there's something out here to actually, you know what I mean?
Like that was the Thursday nights, right?
The smoking on Thursdays.
Those were dope.
Yeah. That's why it was hip hop culture the whole way, because the whole vision was, yo, let's put food in the mouths of people in hip hop, you know.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example of Ricky. The first year I booked him in 2014, was 10% of his current fee.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
So in a year, that was the turnover. And for me, that was when I was like, okay.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So 10 times the fee. So I was like, okay, cool. When I realized that, I was like, all right, cool. I can stop this now.
Yeah.
Now it's real promoters. Now it's Genesis until. You know what I mean? Like, let the real dudes
do their
thing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I bowed out and then I was like, okay, now it's time for Smokes.
Yeah.
You know, and basically the remixes is just to keep me in that producer mode, keep me hot, keep me, you know, on my toes and finding out what other dudes are, you know, are also doing in the game. What do they think about my production?
Yeah.
You know, where do we take the game with the music?
Yeah. All right, cool. So the new joint, end of the month,
yeah,
featuring AB Crazy, MEG. Tell us about the joint. Firstly, why that combination of artists?
Why that combination of artists? I felt like it was money.
Are you referring to another joint?
You know what I mean? 3-point line. Can't miss it, you know.
Yeah, dog.
It was money. Like Rans and Iris was money, and I felt like that was such an authentic combination. You know, I didn't think so when I first heard the joint, but you know, the way it grew and just the way they did the performances and everything,
yeah,
I was like, okay, cool, this would be a dope way to enter the game, especially because those relationships for me were authentic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I knew Emmy personally. I knew AB from back in the day. He was one of those dudes who came through and like dropped knowledge like, yo, Smokes, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always gonna be good. Make sure you're good for, you know, a certain time, do this, do that. So, you know what I mean? It was very authentic for me to choose those artists. As much as it was money, it was also the homies. Yeah.
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 I just wanna know how you started DJing. Because I mean, I knew you from back in the day as well, and I didn't know you DJed or whatever. I just knew we played ball against each other.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, yo, Smokes the DJ. Like,
Who won? Who won? Who won? Come out with the results.
Yo.
Who took the Meeks?
Yo. I'm going to let him answer. I don't know who won.
I hate this dude, though.
Smokes, come on.
You sound like Jordan after Iverson crossed him, bro.
If you play NBA 2K, corner specialist.
Yeah.
Corner specialist, always.
Always
with
jumping
threes. Dog. Nah, I give it to Saints. Saints used to kill us, dog. At the most important times, when you started winning, then in the finals, like when it's, you know, go time, playoff time, these niggas used to just tear us up, man. So shout out to Monty.
Oh wait.
Monty was like, tell these niggas I'm Curry, nigga.
Yo, it still haunts me, dog. I still remember.
I think I know which game you're talking about.
Yeah, it was mean.
Oh my god, it's so lit.
Yeah, man. But I started DJing, a bedroom DJ, you know, Automix virtual DJ.
Did you play at those house parties you guys throw with Reese and them?
Yeah. You know, we start. I mean, those house parties. By then, I was already a year into it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So, it started with DJ Kent. You know, I started getting into mashup culture. That was, for me, it's still the most important part or aspect of my DJ set, which is my mashups. You know, I still play mashups from, like, when I was still in high school, you know. But, yeah, it was around that time, like 16, 17, needing money, you know, just to get booze with the homies and turn up.
you know,
Rixi Taxi wasn't cheap.
Yeah.
Rixi so, Taxi? Yeah. Damn.
It was no Uber,
though. Y'all say I'm old school.
You know, so, yeah, I just wanted to have a good time with my friends, and I loved hip-hop, I loved music, and I got into it via house and, you know, just got into hip-hop as things progressed, because hip-hop is definitely harder to mix, you know, and harder to DJ, I feel, because it's such a diverse genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you got this brand new single out now. Yeah. What is the plan? When's the video? Are we getting a tape? Are we getting more singles? What's the plan for you for 2016?
Plan for me? I don't want to put too much pressure on myself, you know? Because it's my first single.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this is like my introduction to this side of the industry. You know, I've always been on the, yo, Cap, come through.
I got
the money for you. So now I'm trying to be on Cap's end of the phone, you know what I mean? So, I'm just taking it slow and steady. I'll definitely be releasing at least 3 jams this year. That's what you can expect. I expect more from myself, but, you know, publicly, definitely, that's what I can say. I'll definitely be releasing 3 singles 2016. Yeah.
All right, nice, cool, Shep. Nice. So we're going to get into, we're pretty much going to wrap up this part of the interview with you, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Where can we find you quickly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
social media.
Yeah, Twitter @DJ_Smokes. Instagram @DJ_Smokes, Facebook @DJ_Smokes, and that's the same on SoundCloud, @DJ_Smokes.
Okay, and before I let you go, what the fuck is on your mind? Real, raw, uncensored.
Yo, what is on my mind? Wow. This Producers Must Rise thing. To be honest.
Yeah.
To be honest, yeah, that's definitely one of the things on my mind. And yeah, just shows in general, like, I feel like we've reached a plateau in the industry. I feel, you know, promoters need to craft more. You know, it's very few guys like Until who are actually doing, you know, your more creative stuff with the marketing and stuff like that. So I feel, you know, we've reached a point in the industry where there's too much similarity going on. And then with the Producers Must Rise thing, I just feel as though in the industry, we should start educating professionals, because there's a lot of dudes with talent, but they don't understand the mechanics of the industry. Mm. You know what I mean? Because you can end up at a Metro FM. This is my true uncensored thoughts on this. And I love Tweezy. He's one of the dudes I actually look up to, even though he's younger than me. But I feel in that kind of situation, it's your team's role to make sure that you're positioned in the right positions all the time. It's not the role of the industry. Yeah. Metro FM is running the awards, fam. They got more important things to worry about. They got to worry about the stage and, you know, who's who. I mean, obviously, there's other guys who have been, you know, with them for years. So an AKA would never get treated like that. But it's because he always had a guy like Tibbs with him. He always had Show Love. He always had all of these dudes, you know, to actually make sure that he was positioned in those positions. So as a new cat in the game, make sure your publicist game is sorted. Make sure, like, you are positioned in that place. It's your responsibility, not the responsibility of the industry, to make sure you shine.
Yo,
damn.
That was DJ Smokes, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to pay some bills, and on the other side of that, we're going to get into his brand new single called End of the Month, featuring AB Crazy as well as MEG.
Yeah.
It's back. Are you Jawsy Tough? Cycle through tunnels, over floating bridges, and into colossal stormwater drains. You're a machine, and nothing's going to stop you. With 2 separate routes, a 22K for beginners or a 54K for the tougher riders. Go where no mountain biker has gone before. On the 29th of May, ride the Hollard Juma. Brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Challenge accepted. Juma.co.za. Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
We're back on the Capital Wrap-Up. It's 39 minutes past 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And we're hanging with our second guest of the show, Black Les. Black Les, what up?
Yes.
Are you good?
Yeah, one time.
So you're late.
Am I?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Because I always get here all before, like, yo. Wait,
talking to
wait,
the mic.
Wait 30 minutes. There's another person. So I wasn't prepared to do that shit. So get here at 25
past. You know, you know, you actually messaged me at 3 p.m. and you're like, I'm 5 minutes away. So I'm like, all right, cool, shop. Yeah. I won't put you on blast.
I was right here.
Right anyway, anyway, that's not important. What's important is you're here now, my G. What's good?
I'm good, bro.
You right?
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to wrap, like, we're going to take this interview and pretty much compress it, get all of the stuff out. Okay. I'm going to take it back, real quick, right? Mm. When I first heard of you, there was a group called The Anvils.
Yeah.
Right? It was Mike Beth. Yeah, it was Mike Beth and Envy. Mm-hmm. And at the time, Mike Beth was leaving. I think he was going back to Bots. Is he from Bots?
No. He was just
leaving rap.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I guess he couldn't study and rap like I could now.
So then you joined The Anvils, and it was you and Envy.
Yeah.
First question, did you feel like you were a backup plan? Because you weren't involved in the original crew, but you're the niggas calling you up now like, yo, come fill in, you know?
No. Yeah? I didn't feel like that at all. Because, I mean, I think I helped shape the direction of the crew and get it a little bit more mainstream.
Yeah.
Because I came in with, like, different ideas, you know? And I said, look, this is what we need to do. And we started doing, like, Pass It To Your Man. That was the joint that I wrote.
Yeah.
You know, and I gave it to them. Which was probably their most popular song at the time.
So you went Ice Cube on them?
It made sense because they wanted to keep the thing going. You know, Mike Beth wanted to leave just when guys were like bubbling and, you know, and Lutando, who was managing us at the time, said, yo, do you mind helping us doing this and carrying the brand? I was like, okay, cool. I got a couple of songs that I've written already, so we can actually just jump on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fast forward to your first album. There's some questions that I'm just gonna skip, you know, because of time. Fast forward to your first album that you put out, Black Beast. Mm. You put out some dope singles for that, you know, Hush, Chyla, and I especially enjoyed Fly Away.
Uh-huh.
I think that was a strong record. Mm. But I think Fly Away didn't put you maybe in a position as like a superstar. Like you were known and your name was known. Like you became a household name, but you weren't like really up there. Were you a bit disappointed in that?
Yeah,
because I think it was like a solid fucking joint.
Well, you know, like I don't know if you know anything about this game, you will know about the politics in the game.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I was like fighting. I got into this game and I was like fighting the skeletons when I really like got exposed to like mass media.
Yeah,
it wasn't on such a great. I didn't even know that it was like that. You know.
Yeah.
So I was always playing catch up, like, yo, okay, putting out fires. I was basically putting out dope joints to put out fires. Like,
oh,
I wasn't putting
shit.
Out music to show people what I can do. So it was like, hey, listen, I'm actually not like a person that just wants to be famous. Actually, this is what I've been doing. So people be like, we don't know. You know, we don't know. Well, you just got on because of her or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So
the
whole time I was like trying to prove myself, you know, with the music. So I was spending a lot of money on the videos, a lot of money on the pushing, you know, like I'm even spending like right now 60,000-70,000 on the videos. They're getting sponsors. We were spending that at the time.
Yeah.
You know, so I felt like I was just playing catch up the whole time. Only until Freedom of Fame, I know I'm fast tracking you now.
Yeah.
Where I said, you know what, fuck it, man. Like, I'm going to say what I need to say.
Yeah.
And then people were like, whoa. It's actually, this guy's not, you know what I mean? So,
like, wait.
I mean, you got.
Back,
yeah. I had people who I'm nicer than that were like being seen as better rappers and was like killing me, man. I was like, oh, people just will not give me a break.
Yeah.
I was like,
Now, I want to know, because we were speaking about it's been a theme actually today. All three of us are from Pretoria. Well, Cam, I don't know if you want to claim that.
Yeah. Cam, what up? Maupane, actually.
Well, Smoke's brother actually gave me, you know, did he tell you about the Wale story? He actually, the Wale CD, the album About Nothing, the one I'm bumping in my car, I got from him, actually. Yeah. He put me onto that album.
Nice.
Yeah.
So now I want to know, being from Pretoria, do you think it's a bit of a disadvantage coming up in the rap game? And secondly, is there a different sound to rappers from Pretoria to anywhere else?
No, you know what? I think, look, let me put it to you this way. Say Etekwini, Durban, right? They get involved in the arts and arts and culture in you know, the municipalities, like, all up in there, you know?
Yeah.
And I think every country has a center, like, where everything, the hub, where everything happens, and Joburg happens to be the hub in the country. So everyone else has to make their own hype. At some point, New York was seen as the hub of hip-hop, where hip-hop and entertainment, you know, what New York and, like, L.A. and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Durban made its own, created its own hype, like ATL created its own hype, you know. Yeah. Durban had support from the people, its own people, its own municipality, something that we're still waiting to see from Pretoria, the city of Tshwane. I feel like they're doing as much as they can for the city, but they could be doing more for the arts. I think that's number one. Number two, I think it's the general attitude of the people in Pretoria, because I think where hip-hop is concerned, a lot of the people that have a voice are people from, say, suburbia, you know, the middle-class kids, and they're still so obsessed with Joburg. So you find people who are happy to be in VIP in Joburg clubs, and they forget that they're from Pretoria. So I think there's an identity thing going on in Pretoria that, well, with the middle class kids, that they need to be more proud that we're from Pretoria. This is our lingo. This is how we speak. You get that in Durban. This is how they've got their own slang, whatnot. In Pretoria, we have that, but the stuff that's exposed is the stuff that's
the negative.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think Pretoria has a bit of a pride issue. I mean, I'm talking about the people that have a voice on these social networks, whatever. But you go to the hoods, everything is okay, all right. You know, like, that's where I'm sure you guys have played in the hoods there. The love there is amazing, but you play in the elsewhere, and some dudes will be like, every second dude is a DJ, producer, or rapper, you know. So it's different, you know. So you know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah,
you know?
All right, we have a WeChat message right here.
Okay.
From Kodua, the same guy who is asking that who he is. And he's like, real talk, Black Les is the realest, calmest, coolest, and freshest. The black sheep of the SA game, the Kasi Talib Kweli. Can't wait for his freestyle. He needs to do a song about Nyaupe. It's killing niggas, yo.
Hey, so that's from Kodua out there. That's dope thing. The Talib Kweli thing. I was a fan of Reflection Eternal. Yeah.
What about the Talib of today?
Forget it. All right, cool. So you touched on the reality show that we kind of saw you on. You had a stint on that. And you've spoken about the negatives. Did the show have a positive effect on you in any way?
I think maybe just being famous. That's about it. If you want to put that as, you know, I had more girls wanting to sleep with me. You know? So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's your kind of thing, then. But, yeah. I mean, but in terms of hustling the music, I was like, yo, I had to, like, work extra hard.
Yeah.
I basically worked. I felt like it's a situation where I was like a previously disadvantaged, like a black man in the corporate world. You have to work twice as hard as a white guy.
Yeah.
So I felt like that. Like, I would be, there'd be an average artist here.
Yeah.
And they put me, and I have to work twice as hard. You look at certain radio stations still, like, play me, like, but they're still like, ish.
Yeah.
We don't know. So, yeah, I'm still dealing with the remnants of that whole situation. But all it's right. Cool. We're going to be all right.
And not too long after the show, you became a father.
Yeah.
You know, how has that changed you as a person? And also, how has it changed the music?
I don't know. You know, like, I've always had a plan. I think it made me, I think not just being a father, but the whole conundrum that I was in sort of changed my perspective on entertainment.
Yeah.
Now I'm more perceptive.
Yeah.
I can meet a person, have a 5-minute conversation, and know exactly what the person's about. So I know who I want to get involved with and who I don't want to get involved with, who I just come in, adapt, and I be on my way. So
yeah.
I think in that sense, like, everything, having a child, going through what I went through, because during the time when my daughter was born, like a few months after that, I lost my mother to cancer. And then a month later, I lost my grandmother. And throughout all of that, I was, like, being attacked by the media. I'd walk out, go to the store, and I found myself on the cover of a magazine, and I didn't even do an interview. So everything was just like, yo, it's like real out here, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll be like, sometimes I, you won't believe this, I'll be like at the store trying to do some grocery shopping, and some lady will come up to me, old lady in her 40s, like, yeah, you must stop that nonsense you're doing, like, shouting at me, like, you know what I'm saying? So I was dealing with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was weird for me, because I knew nothing about that. You know what I mean? I was just the guy who grew up in Pretoria, a simple guy. We used to do ciphers. I used to hang with dudes in the hood. I knew nothing about being all up in the cameras and doing whatever. All I wanted to do was make music, make people, you know, feel better through this gift that I got. So it was quite a shift. And people constantly telling me, like, I had journalist friends telling me, yo, you need to attend these events. You need to dress like this. Oh, you need to speak like this. Hang out with this dude. Oh, dude. And, you know, it was like, yo, man, I don't give a fuck about all of that. So it was like, you know, yeah.
Was the fame hard to deal with? And like,
yeah, I mean, I still have a problem negatively with it. Yeah, I mean, I still have a problem with it. I think I'm one of the guys that actually looks after how he's perceived now, you know, more than anything. Yeah. It's very difficult. I'm not like a guy who, like, I can mention a few guys, but no, I won't mention names. There are guys who were microwaved by channels that, you know, certain channels told you, yo, this guy is the hottest guy. You guys have no say. We're going to put him on every insert. And he's going to talk. He's going to be at every opening. Even at the opening of an envelope, that guy is dead. You understand what I'm saying? And that guy's got like 300,000 followers
opening
or whatever.
Of an envelope.
Yeah, you don't even know what the guy does. You know? So it's that game that happens. So I have a problem with that aspect of the game where people who actually just are very artistic. And I'm not talking about just music. I mean artistic.
Yeah.
I'm not getting what they deserve.
Which is true, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about A Broken Man's Dream, your latest album.
Yeah.
Why the title? Do you feel like you're a broken man? Are you appealing to broken men out there? That's such a deep title, my
dude. Dude. Tell you what, like, I mean, with the short interview that we've done now, I think you kind of have an idea of why that title is the way it is. I feel like we live in a country, and I predicted this a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. We live in a country where a lot of people need hope. A lot of people need some sort of encouragement. And I said, there's a lot of poverty in the country. More than 60% of the people in this country can't afford, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel I represent people who deal with those challenges, whether it's poverty, depression, heartbreak, some kind of sorrow.
That album
is not just about me, but it's about
title came from.
The title came from that. It's a more, because the title was gonna be Broken Man, but I thought that's defeatist. I thought, you know, a broken man's dream, where you want to encourage people to dream even when they're broken. Like, you know, you want the album is just basically meant to drag people out of shitholes. That's it.
The way
I drag myself out of those kind of situations.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like in a lot of your music, you talk about Steve Biko and a lot of political
figures.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How is your motivation, like the motivation in your raps, like to make people more conscious of their past or their political past and the whole
current
nine yards?
Yeah. You know, I think even current situations, I thought Steve Biko was a mastermind where black consciousness was concerned. And black consciousness is not about hating the next person or the next race. It's about loving yourself. You know, he said, black man, love yourself. When the opportunities are there, believe that you will get, you deserve the same kind of opportunity. Mm-hmm. Know where you come from, you know, and you can take it further and say we are Africans, we're not Americans. And I see what's happening now, especially with the kind of music we're making in hip-hop. It's like we are American, you know. The culture is lost a little bit. Yes, we're keeping the hip-hop culture alive, but our culture is a little bit lost. You know, the people that get recognition from this country where music is concerned are the people that maintain the culture. I can mention Blady Smith, Black Mambazo. I can mention who else?
Judith Sepuma,
Prahu Masikela, Meru Makeba. They all went international because they kept that culture alive. So I think that in that sense, I think I represent people. I want people to be self-aware. I want them to be aware of their surroundings. Mm. But I feel like a lot of the youth is failing in that regard, because we have a major situation in the country where artists are afraid to speak about it because nobody wants to affect their check. You know, people are not saying anything about politics. Nina Simone said it's an artist's responsibility to reflect the times. Mm. We are not doing it as hip-hop artists, but we are so outspoken about, oh, so-and-so is coming into our country, I don't want to open, oh, the majors are doing this. But and it's not like the most important stuff. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we're not
yeah.
outspoken about the real stuff, because you are going to no, there's no shot. There's no shot. I love everybody.
Don't start things,
yeah.
you.
No, I'm not like, you know, I know who you think I'm talking about. I've got major love and respect for him. I actually had a conversation with him the other day. Look, I just feel like we're vocal about the fickle stuff, you know? We're vocal about the self.
Yeah.
And we got into this game, man. You as DJs, you know, you as guys that are here putting a show together, you're not doing it for yourselves. You get into, sometimes you're having a shit day, you go and you have to go play. Right,
yeah.
And you get there and you make someone's day. I'm pretty sure someone has come up to you and said, "Yo, man, your set was so crazy, and you were having such a shitty day. Something happened, and those people made you feel somehow."
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because you got there. It's not about you. You made someone's night. They might have been on the verge of a depression, but your set that night was so real.
Yeah,
like shit, man. There's so much to live for. That's why we're artists and we're entertainers, to make people feel better, not just ourselves. We derive pleasure from making people's situations better.
All right. Yeah.
Question. Yeah. Last question.
Yeah.
Top five dead or alive.
Rappers.
Yeah.
Locally, internationally.
Anything.
I say locally. I'll exclude myself from the list because I'm the best. no, jokes aside, I think like Pro Kid, he's definitely up there in terms of what he did for just Gassi rap as a whole. I think I think you'll have to count AKA as well on that list, because he's been consistent over a period of time. I think Kulichana will be in there as well. I think Squatter Camp as a collective will have to be in there. Who else is there, man? Damn it.
You've got one more left, fam. There's a few.
All these niggas are fighting for that one spot.
Can I cover it up? Can I edit it off for you? Yeah. How about Proverb?
Yeah, I suppose, man. Like, yeah, he's there. He's right up. This is difficult to put lists together.
Because, like,
people
the list that you put together, like, it sounds like Proverb, like, you know, it's somewhere in
there. You could even, some would argue through me, and then others would argue that he hasn't made a big enough impact.
So the fifth one is, let's leave it as a mystery, because there's a bunch of cats, right?
Fifth one is all those cats.
All right, we fucked for time, man. So before I let you go, man, real quick, tell us about the current single, Spooku.
Yeah.
And apparently, you have a surprise for the video.
Yeah, I do.
You going to keep it a surprise, or are you going to leak some info
for us?
I'm going
to keep it a surprise. I've delayed the video a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put somebody on a third verse that everybody, a lot of people like.
Okay.
He just added a new dimension to it. We're not even battling or anything like that. He just took it somewhere else. Creativity. So I think people are really going to enjoy that one.
Okay, cool. Sharp. Before I let you go, dog, I need you to rap.
Ah, that's good.
Word
I
up,
need you
son.
To rap.
Word.
Word up, son.
You have like a minute, literally. All right. 30 seconds.
Just mix little verses.
Yeah, Sharp.
Ah, yes. Apparently, I got a rap. Let me find a verse.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. White blank page. Sprinkle a little black on it. Treat the beat like a fat ass. Man, I smash on it. Ski sorry. They ain't trying to hear your sad story. God got plans for me. That's why you put a chance on me. I need to train my mind and stay off the coochus. Before I ride it, I eat the pretty like couscous. I got a screw loose. So, okay, schema bus grufu. But before, vuzo le seho, we never knew you. Eh, warensa. Sebezanta dao. Ang sheba are please last go pas can tap out. We baking in the kitchen. We need dough. My daughter needs some new clothes. Her daddy needs some new hoes. Eh, what up, bruh? Know how the game goes. Got new chains on. I love being Django. I think that's
nice,
all right,
nice.
My G, and in 20 seconds, I need you to tell me what the fuck is on your mind, real, raw, uncensored.
You want to know what's on my mind?
In 15 seconds.
We need a new president!
It's been the Capital Wrap-Up. We'll be back with you guys next week, Wednesday. Same time, same place, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Cliff Central. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. This is the brand new Black Les. The video was dropping when?
Next week.
Next week, the video will be dropping for Spooku.
Shout out for your Hell of a Life video. Shout out for the song.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, my G. See you guys next week. Let's go. Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.